This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Is it sinful to wear a Metallica t-shirt or a Rage Against the Machine t-shirt?
I wouldn't say it's sinful. Where they stand for, you know, the Bible says, whatever you do, do for the glory of God. So, you know, just judge it by that. Can you wear one of those shirts for the glory of God? So, you know, I think if we're Christians, we might want to use that opportunity to spread the gospel message. But I wouldn't say it's sinful to wear a Metallica shirt.
Number 5.
And that's what baffles me, because I'm like, if you believe in a man and woman being married, why would you get upset about a pastor marching against it when that's what he should do? One pastor, any pastor.
And I don't see how anybody who calls themselves a Christian, who believes Jesus Christ died for their sins and that we're to be subject to the Lordship of our Savior Jesus, who would then vote for anybody who supports baby killing in the womb and homosexuality. I can't fathom how they can do that. These are humongous sins, according to Scripture. Humongous. And yet they'll sweep them under the rug so that they can have a better tax write-off.
Number 4.
Did you feel led from the Lord to go and witness and to do that? You felt it was what He wanted you to do?
We have been planning a trip to go see my parents in Arizona, and I felt that that was an opportunity that I should share the gospel with my grandpa, because I hadn't really done it.
So I got a verse for you, James 4:17. To the one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him it is sin. So if you think that the Lord is speaking to you to do something, you think it's from Him, and then you don't do it, then you've sinned. This is for all of us, not just you in the situation. We have to discern what we think God is really working in and teaching us. Sometimes we have this strong conviction in our heart, and we really suspect it's from God. Then we need to act on it. If we don't, it's sinful.
Number 3.
John 13, when Jesus washes the feet of his disciples, can you explain it to the believers, the symbolic behind that?
The feet were considered something very, very dirty, and the reason is because they wore sandals, and they didn't have pavement and street sweepers like we do. So the same roads that we would walk on, they would walk on with their sandals, was the same roads that animals would walk on when they're being led from one place to another place. And so they'd get into people's homes, then it was customary to provide a means by which they could wash their own feet or have their feet washed. The washing of the feet symbolized also the cleansing of the washing of the blood of Christ, ultimately that Christ would do, because He says, if I don't wash you, you have no part with me.
Number 2.
Me, I'm a little bit different than a lot of Christians. I believe in getting out there with the unbelievers. I believe in going out to where the unbelievers are and meeting them where they're at, just like Paul did, just like Jesus did. Because they went out to where these people were, and they met with them and hung out with people that were not the best. We're not any better than him, that's for sure. But I can go into a place where people are drinking and cussing and swearing, and I can mingle with them. Not that I approve of it, I don't, but I can be there and I can witness to them. A lot of Christians have a problem with that you shouldn't do that. Well, where does it say that in the Bible? When I was younger, I used to go to dance clubs, and I used to carry a New Testament with me. People would say, well, what are you doing? Well, I'm getting ready to go to college so I can go to seminary and be a minister. And they were stunned. They said, no, you're kidding. You're not really a Christian. I said, yeah, I am. Here's my New Testament. I'll quote you 100 verses. I would witness to them. Where does it say in the Bible that we Christians are supposed to avoid the unbelievers?
Number 1.
God has the right to do with His creation as He desires. And if people don't like it, then at my suggestion, unfortunately, it's a real suggestion, is to take a highlighter and mark those scriptures out of your Bible so that you don't have to be bothered by them anymore. And see, the fact is, God is a sovereign king, and we have to realize that He can do with His creation as He desires. But on the other hand, He's loving, and He's kind, and He's patient, and He wants people to come to Him. And yet, He chooses to use the Christians to preach and teach that gospel. We find that apparently the more we preach and teach, the more we evangelize, apparently the more people God has chosen to save. And so what we have to do is just realize that all this is way above us. We have to be obedient to God, and we go and preach and teach. Now, I believe what I teach, and yet I evangelize regularly. I mean, I'm on the net in the evenings. I usually am on various chat things, and I'm trying to get the gospel out to unbelievers. I'm trying to witness because that's how we're supposed to be. We should always look for opportunities. And the more we witness, the more we share the gospel, the more people get saved. God's in control.
And now, the end is near.
So long, farewell.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.
One of our generous sponsors here at the Truth Network has come under fire. Fire from the enemy. Fire for standing up for family values. Actually, one of the biggest supporters of the movie Unplanned that talked about the horrors of abortion. Yes, it's Mike Lindell. You've heard me talk about his pillows for a long, long time, and no doubt big business is responding to Mike Lindell and all this generosity for causes for the kingdom by trying to shut down his business. You can't buy his pillows at Kohl's anymore. You can't get them on Amazon. Or you can't get them at Costco. They're attempting to close his business because he stood up for kingdom values. What a chance to respond, especially if you need a pillow. Oh, I've had mine now for years and years and years and still fluffs up as wonderful as ever. Queen size pillows are just $29.98. Be sure and use the promo code TRUTH. Or call 1-800-944-5396. That's 1-800-944-5396. Use the promo code TRUTH. For values on any MyPillow product to support truth.